For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. About a dozen volunteers gathered in the dining room at Plowshares in Ukiah on a rainy Thursday morning. It was a good 7 hours before lunchtime, but January 25th was the annual point-in-time count of people experiencing the most dire winter homelessness. The Housing and Urban Development Department, or HUD, requires the count in order to distribute some federal funding. Volunteers were hoping to get the count done before people dispersed for the day, but as the Potter Valley team learned, rural Mendocino County is full of places to tuck yourself away. I rode along with Libby Guthrie, the director of McCavin, and McCavin employee Keena Gonzalez. Guthrie's dog Finnegan was along for the ride, and you might hear him chiming in over the sound of the windshield wipers and Guthrie's four-wheel drive bouncing over the potholes on the road.
What's your plan for Potter Valley?
Probably using the bridge that's on Main Street, going down there and seeing if there's anyone. Going to Hopper's Corner, going to the rodeo grounds because I've heard that sometimes people sleep there. Then we'll go up over the ridge and go on the backside of Potter Valley, which is down by the Eel River. Go to the big bridge on the Eel River and see if there's anybody out in that area.
Volunteers on the count are not supposed to approach a vehicle to find out if anyone is inside. Volunteers can ask people who come into a warming station or who stay at a shelter if they'll take a survey, and respondents will get a $10 Safeway gift certificate for taking the time. We did a slow drive-by past Hopper's Corner, taking a careful look at a truck parked out front.
Yeah, see the lights are on in the back there, so I think maybe that's...
Oh, I do see
an employee's car.
He's probably freaked out because we're driving around doing this.
Across the street from Hopper's, we did see a vehicle that looked like someone might be sleeping inside.
Why are we counting that car or that truck? What are we using for criteria?
One of the things that, it's in a place that is not normally used for parking. And what I do, especially, is try to see if you've got steam.
Okay.
Steamed windows.
We drove along Eel River Road for a while, looking for a little road where Guthrie had heard we might find people sleeping. It was still completely dark, but the rain wasn't coming down quite as hard.
She's saying off to the right. And of course she was in a hurry. And I'm like, Christine, I need more detail. Gotta go.
We eventually found the road, but we didn't see any signs of people staying in a little shed or on the edges of the meadow. Next, we pulled into a vineyard by the bridge on Gibson and took the path partway down to the river.
Oh, that river's way too fast for somebody to be under there right now.
I hope the couch shelves are surfing.
Yeah.
It helps to have detailed knowledge of the community. As we drove towards Bush Creek, Gonzalez remembered a now homeless man who used to work at her family's business.
He always asked if he could park his car there so he could sleep there once in a while when he can't park his car anywhere else.
Where is it?
We pulled up to the transfer station at the end of Main Street, but you can hear us talking ourselves out of hiking up the hill to see if anyone was camped out there.
Are we gonna crawl under a barbed wire fence?
I'm not.
Okay.
We don't have to.
Oh, be careful. There's a lot of glass.
Yeah. And apparently there have been bears up here in the past. So we might find some bears.
Okay. Let's go to Van Arsdale.
Okay.
We didn't find anyone on the other side of the ridge or under the bridge on either side. We drove down the logging road up to the barrier and saw what were probably dirt bike tracks heading down the road on the way to Pillsbury. On the way out of town, we saw the van Gonzalez had mentioned earlier.
And he is there because his van is right there.
Is it?
That's one. Yeah, that's his van.
Okay, count it. And he's a single, right?
Yep, he's a single.
Well, good. I'm glad he has a place to be.
We also counted a truck with a camper shell on it parked near Highway 20 and a blue car with steamy windows near the lake. Still, Guthrie was pretty sure we hadn't found everyone.
I hear that they're overestimating the count. No, we're not. No, we're not. People hide. Yeah.
As the teams came in from counting people in various areas, I had the opportunity to interview some volunteers whose experience had been entirely different from my own. The day was just getting started at Plowshares, and we could hear their volunteers preparing food for the on-site lunch and Meals on Wheels.
I'm Daryl, and this is my co-pilot Marlena, and we went to the northwest end of town between the truck stop and Perkins.
What did you find, or whom did you find?
Well, it seemed like the lighter it got, the more we were able to zero in on campsites and more distinctive cars parked that were obviously people parked there for the night. Under bridges, we saw man-made structures, and we'd see the dogs of homeless people surveying us. They're out there. It was cold and wet, but, you know, people were sleeping outside. One person was actually sleeping on the cement with no covering or anything, and we hooked him up with a blanket.
It was sad, though. It was very sad. It was just sad to see. We were walking this morning. As it got lighter, there was more walking. Men and women walking. I can't remember how many were walking this morning, carrying their backpacks and, you know, whatever with them. So you knew that they were homeless, though.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reich.